TMP, 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 what's the vibes, man? You already know, big V's all the time, nothing but big fucking vibes. In today's episode, we're going to discuss God Did, this Khaled album. I was going to do a pod on Game shit, but I like Game, but it just wasn't moving the needle enough. But this Khaled album, when the track listing dropped and the hood be saying his shit be mid, and I agree. I was just anxious to listen to it, and I listened to it. It was better than expected. It got social media going crazy because of the features and the songs and all that shit. So I'm going to just do what I believe is a quick breakdown of the whole album. I'm going to go through song by song, give the highlights, the lowlights, and grade it, and keep it moving, all right? I guess at the end I rate the album, but I graded every song, so maybe I'll do a quick average when I'm done and I can see what the grade is, the overall grade for the album is. But we're gonna start it off with song number one. The intro. Guess you can call it the Drake intro. I'ma get out of B. It's only like, I'm a tough grader too, but I'm gonna give it a B. It's only like 50 seconds, just Drake singing, talking shit while he sing. I think it's a nice opening to the album, and I appreciated hearing Heartbreak Drake. Like, that just remind me of old Drake, that melody he was giving off. It was just old Drake to me. That's just what I thought. He was talking shit, like, you know, giving you niggas that feeling because nobody else felt this before. You know, he is that nigga right now, the biggest guy, so you got to respect it. I get out of B minus, but you know, B. The next song, God Did, that's the song that got everybody going crazy right now with Hov, Ross, and Wayne. I'm giving that song an A. It's not the best song on the project to me. It's the second best song. We get into the best song a little later, but I give it an A. Obviously, Hov rap for 3 minutes. It was great. It was not even all time great Hov verse, but it was an amazing verse. Ross came with his shit, but to me, Wayne had the best verse on there. And some of this is because Wayne typically doesn't speak about this stuff, and Jay-Z always speaks about his stuff. So, of course, human nature is to be like Jay killed it because he rapped for 3 minutes, like 80 bars. Like, what you expect? Oh my God, this Hov is the greatest of all time rapping like that, and he talking that shit. But if you listen to What's Free, if you listen to a bunch of recent Hov verses, that's what he does. He talks about how he is the richest, how he got there, how he did it better than anybody else. He still left with his morals. He used to cook coke. Now he killing the offices. Like, this is the same talk. You know, me, Riri, I'm with billionaires. I create billionaires. I create wealth. Like, this is Hov. That's what Hov talks about. So it's not, I'm not hearing nothing new. There was nothing new from Hov that I heard. So that just makes it a very good, great verse. But Wayne rarely, he's so humble. He rarely even speaks of himself as that way. Everybody else does. Wayne don't. So for Wayne to actually acknowledge he didn't rap about cooking coke, killing your family, eating a bitch ass, like all this other stuff that people try to down him for, even though Pusha T is like 50 still rapping about cooking coke, and everybody seems to love that, but Wayne even do that. Wayne rapped about what's life, what's real. He's hip-hop. Look, I've already said this, you can go back to plenty of Wayne or hip-hop and any hip-hop podcast, the 10 most influential rappers of the last 20 years, 10 years, whatever. Go to our hip-hop pods where I talk about Wayne. It's the same story. All these niggas is Wayne kids and grandkids and great-grandkids. The hottest rappers out, the best rappers out, all direct descendants of Lil Wayne. Now, Wayne is a direct descendant of Hov. Don't get it twisted. But Drake, Kendrick, even Soulja Boy, but Drake, Kendrick, Uzi, Lil Durk, Travis Scott, Future. I'm probably missing like 6 or 7, but like he say on the verse, face tats, face facts. He's the culture, bro. Everybody is basically a Lil Wayne, and it's crazy because Wayne don't even talk like that, but everything he said was true. And
The nigga didn't even drop an album for like 6 years. Wayne peak was in like 2000. His peak ended in like 2010. Like Carter Four. That was his peak. And for it to be 12 years later and niggas still dreads, face tats, tats all over their body, jewelry, auto-tune, the drugs that they take. Wayne was one of those first rappers that popularized the syrup. He popularized all that shit. Nobody said he was the first, but he popularized it. That's hip-hop. That's the culture. Nobody can really flex on Hov like that. But Wayne, nobody can flex on Hov, but really, I mean, you can find your ways. Kanye can flex because he can say I'm more of an artist than Hov. Drake can flex because at the end of the day, I sold more and I'm bigger than you worldwide. I may not be richer than you, but I'm bigger than you. And Wayne could never really flex. This is how Wayne flexes because it's the truth. I'm hip hop right now and I've been it for the last 5 years and I'm probably going to be it for the next 5 to 10 years. All these niggas is mini-me's. Mini-me's. So that's why, even though it was 16, it was crisp, it was tight. I hate auto-tune, but it was on auto-tune and he aired it. And it was all facts. So I got to get that to Wayne. Ross verse was good as usual, you know. But he unfortunately going to get lost in the shit. But God did, second best song on the album. Got to give it an A, all right? Next, Gospel with M and Ye, bro. It's not me. The beat is decent. Kanye ain't give me a verse. He gave me a hook, decent. Eminem, I'm not going to never say an Eminem 16 is decent. It's always going to be great because the rhyme schemes and the flow and all that stuff. But, bro, none of that shit really moved me. No, that song did nothing for me. I gave that song a C+. That song really, it was one of the worst ones on the album just for me. It just didn't do nothing for me. Maybe it fit the album for other people, a hit for them. But when I hear Kanye and M, I'm expecting, even if it's about God, I'm expecting braggadocious and wild crazy talk. So, yeah, just wasn't what I expected. Didn't live up to my expectations. But those are my expectations. All right. Next, I think it's a song called Big Time, but it's with Future and Lil Baby. I hate to say it, that's probably the worst song on this album. I don't like it. I don't like the beat. The beat is redundant. I've heard this sound like a beat from 3 years ago. I've heard it once, heard it again. Future, don't like the hook, don't like the verse. And I love Future. Baby, nice as a bitch, but don't like the verse. Probably the worst song on the album. I gave it a C-. If you want to give it a D+, you can do that. But, I mean, it is Baby and Future. So, you know, I can listen to it if I have to. So I give it a C-. Next song, he did have Khaled did, you know, recover though with this song, Keep Going, with Dirk 21 and Roddy Ricch. I get that a B+. Dirk slid on it. 21 did real good on it. I like it. Good beat. Roddy, the hook was decent. Don't really like the hook too much, but I love how Dirk came on there. Dirk was talking his shit. And 21 did what 21 do. 21 keep getting better, and we'll get to that a little later. But I give that a B+. That was one of them ones on here. Definitely one of them ones. Next, Staying Alive. I already spoke to Staying Alive on creating a perfect Drake album. But I must say, after hearing it on the album and not just listening to, and not just watching the video, the song ruined me. Like, I thought the song was terrible. I thought it was like a D+, but nah. It grew me. I give it a C+. It's decent. To me, Drake shit is, you know, Drake is always going Drake. And Baby verse is cool on there. I don't really like the hook, but, you know, it's straight. It's not terrible like I thought it was at first. So I'm going to go back. I'm not going to go back on that pod, but I'm just going, you know, right now, I know what I said before, but, you know, with new information, and I got to acknowledge, it's not as bad as I thought. It shouldn't have been, it should have been a lead single because it's fucking Baby and Drake, but it's better than I expected. Still ain't good, but it's better than I thought at first after listening to it a few more times, I should say. Next song on there is Beautiful with Future and SZA. To me, that's an A-. That's one of the best songs on the album. Smooth vibe, good song, good hook. Future did real good on that. He got into his Loverboy bag. SZA did real good on that. Her voice is amazing. It's just a real good song. It's one of the best songs on the album to me. So I get out of A-, just a tier below the whole song and a tier above the Keep Going song with Roddy in them. All right. Next, It Ain't Safe. I like Nardo. Nardo went off on that shit. But Kodak, Oh, the streak run ends at like the feature streak, it ends at 3. Yeah, he was on a little streak. He was killing some features for a minute. Well, like 2 or 3, but it ends right here. I ain't like this Kodak verse, and to me that kind of brought it down. The hook was meh, but a Kodak classic verse or just a very good Kodak verse could have brought this track up to a B, but it was just a C plus. And honestly, it's just the beat and Nardo that made it a C plus. If Nardo was whack on it would have been like a C minus. But next, Let's Pray with Don Tolliver and Travis Scott. I'm a big fan of Don Tolliver. I'm stuck between the B plus and the A minus on this shit. Like this song like a 90. How about that? Other A minuses is like 92. You know what I'm saying? B pluses is like 88. I'm gonna give this shit a 90. It's a very good song. I wanted a little more out of Donnie. Maybe a verse would have been good, but a hook was good enough. Travis, good verse. It wasn't a great verse, but it was good to hear Travis again. So I listened to it a few times. I would listen to it. I'm not gonna probably make it a part of the playlist, but it's a good song. It's a good song. So I get out of A minus, B plus, 90%. 90%. Next, Fam Good, C plus B minus, same thing. I give that like an 80. Roddy just really don't do it for me like that. I know he's talented, but for me, like his hooks don't hit since the box, really. Or that high fashion shit. I don't know. Recently, I guess his shit just ain't hitting because some of his hooks damn sure hit. But this hook ain't really do it for me. I love Wanna Free the Slime, but his verse ain't really do it for me neither. So I'm gonna give this shit. Matter of fact, nah, I'm gonna just give this shit a C plus. It was cool, but I'm gonna give it a C plus. Next, Bills Paid. Lotto with the City Girls slid on this shit. I ain't gonna hold you. I was surprised. Great beat, great flip of the beat. Lotto on the hook, and Lotto be spitting. Shorty be spitting. So I give this shit a B plus. I'm not gonna be bumping it in my whip or nothing like that, but when I heard it, I damn sure ran it back like, oh shit. The beat itself made you run it back. And then, you're listening to the beat and these girls are spitting. Whether or not I like what they talk about or not, bills paid, rent and all this other shit. Shit spit. It go. I could see that being a big song. That shit go. So I get out of B plus. Next. Oh, excuse me. It's Ice T here. Way Past Luck, 21, 21, 21. As I say, MIY 21 is goated pod. Boy, just keep getting better. He get better, maybe not every single song, but like when I be hearing a nigga, I'm like, I see you 21 trying to get better. Hood nigga that really care about his craft, I fucks with it. This song, B plus A, like honestly, Let's Pray. With Donnie and Travis, Bills Paid, and Way Past Luck, all three of them songs go. They all three of them go. 21 by himself on the song, and it's kind of like a slow, a lot type shit. But he air it out. He air it out. So you can give all them songs a B plus or an A minus. They all like in that range. They all good songs. And this is what surprised me most about Khaled shit because normally these songs be like C's. And it's like I can't listen to it. But now if those three songs come on, I can actually listen to them. And it's sad because that's the bar, because this nigga be having the biggest stars in the world on this shit. And it's sad that that's the bar. But like, that's all I be wanting from Khaled at this point. Bro, give me some shit that I'm not about to skip every time come on. It don't even gotta be great. Just give me some shit I ain't skipping, bro. So I love these songs. Next, the reggae song. Finally, a reggae. I'm not about to play this shit, but I gave this shit a B minus because I didn't skip it. I can't get through Khaled reggae songs. I get them shits like 2 minutes, it's over. This shit started off a little, but it's a 5 minute song. I got through it twice. I'm like, okay, Khaled. It's not completely off beat. It's not like places, ill places with people on it that don't belong there. Like, it was a good song. And maybe the bar is at the ground. I don't know, but I fucks with it. I fucks with it. So I gave it a B minus. Juice WRLD, same thing. Not my type of beat like that. I know Juice WRLD is super talented, but I loved it. especially rest in peace, the fact that he's not even alive, that he made that song basically for Khaled. Maybe they had that in the tuck for years, whatever. That shit was, it was good for the album. That's why I got to give it a B minus. It was good for the album. To me, it wasn't a great song. Juice WRLD fans are going to love it, but it fit the album perfectly. If you hear the song, it fit the album. It make you think that Juice WRLD just made the song last week. So it was good. Next, the Kiss interlude. Get out a strong A minus. Great production from Khaled, putting that versus shit at the beginning. Then great old school soulful sample. And then Kiss did what Kiss did. You know, you're not going to get nothing less than an A minus on that. Like, that's what I be wanting from Khaled. Like, bro, keep it simple, bro. Don't put Jada Kiss on a song with goddamn Mavado and fucking Roddy Ricch and then try to turn it in. No, bro. Let Jada eat. Give Jada some New York shit. Get that nigga 16, 32 bar and let him go. Are we yelling all over the song, bro? Thank you, Khaled. Shit. So I get out of A minus. And the last song, Grateful, you know. B minus. I love the chick on there. Void was good too. The hook was, I mean, I love the hook. The beat was decent. You know, get out of B minus, B plus, you know. No, B minus or B, you know, 80, 83. Overall, I'm going to give this project a B. Damn sure in an A, but I'm not going to say it's a C. I ain't even mentioned, my fault, the best song on here. Quavo shit, my fault. That Party All The Time, that is after, I think Party All The Time is, it's right before Staying Alive. That's the best song on this tape. That's the best song on here. The beat is crazy. Flip the fuck out of that Eddie Murphy sample, and Quavo and Takeoff went, they went crazy. It's a perfect song. It's a great song. Now, maybe in a week or two, I'll be like, I'm not listening to this shit no more, you know, because I remember when Way Too Sexy came out, I was feeling that a lot, but I always thought that the verses was like, Quavo and Takeoff spitting on this Party All The Time shit. So, you know, to me, that's the best song on this album. It has the most replay value. I love Hove and Wayne, obviously, and Ross, and that was a great song, but I'm not about to just be bumping that. Like, Party All The Time, I'm going to be bumping that in the whip. If I hear that in a club, in a bar, I'm going to be feeling it. It's a great song. So, overall, I get an album, you know, B. If I had to grade it, I'd give it an 86. Probably Khaled's best album of his last two or three releases, because his last shit that dropped, I did not like a lot of them songs. My favorite song on that was This Is My Year with Ace Boogie, Ross, and Big Sean. That was my favorite song on there. And he had a couple other bangers, but nothing like this. Like, this shit here, I could see this shit going. So, as always, we're going to revisit this maybe in a month or two and just see. And I could be like, damn, I was wrong. That shit came and went. Or I'd be like, yeah, I still listen to a few of them songs, which is better than old Khaled projects, because I don't listen to none of them shits besides the ones that come on the radio, like Wild Thoughts. And I don't listen to Wild Thoughts, but if I hear it, I'm like, oh yeah, that's a good song. So, as always, send all love mail, hate mail, words of affirmation, show ideas, music y'all listening to. Send all that, toxickingtalk@gmail.com, toxickingtalk@gmail.com. As always, thanks for listening.